I'm speaking to you today from the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, where I am embedded all weekend long as Master of Ceremonies for Yidstock, the Festival of New Yiddish Music. The festival continues this afternoon with a handful of lectures and workshops, including Yiddish folk dance and instrumental klezmer. Saturday night's show is already sold out and tickets are going fast for Sunday, but there are still a few left for the 2 p.m. concert featuring trumpeters Frank London and Stephen Bernstein playing their interpretations of cantorial music. And at 4 p.m., Yiddish Eastern European klezmer punk group Golem is scheduled to perform its riotous theatrical brand of Yiddish music. The entire festival culminates on Sunday night at 7, with a 19-member klezmer supergroup drawn from all the bands performing throughout the weekend, a veritable Noah's Ark of klezmer, performing an improvisational jam session the likes of which has never been seen or heard before anywhere in the world. That's the second annual Yidstock, taking place this weekend at the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst. If I weren't already obligated to be here in Amherst on Saturday night, I would definitely be at Mass Mocha in North Adams to hear chamber pop singer-songwriter Gabriel Kahana, whose songs betray his parallel life as a classical music composer. Kahana will be joined by Rob Moose of Bon Iver. Kahana combines a voice like Paul Simon's, the musical palette of a Randy Newman, and the eccentric lyrical sensibility of a David Byrne or Tom Waits. The already crowded summer theater scene just gets a bit more crowded this week when Mass Live Arts, a festival presenting three New York City-based alt theater companies, takes a bow at Simon's Rock College in Great Barrington. Radio Hole, New York City Players, and Half Straddle will be performing through Saturday, August 3rd at the Daniel Arts Center, already home to the Berkshire Fringe Festival, also running during this time. There will be an artist reception for A Distinct Vision, a 40-year retrospective of works by award-winning photographer Greg Gorman at Sohn Fine Art Gallery in Stockbridge on Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Gorman has photographed some of the leading creative personalities of our time, including Andy Warhol, Johnny Depp, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jeff Koons, Helen Mirren, Al Pacino, and Meryl Streep. George Bernard Shaw's timeless and incredibly influential play, Pygmalion, which has influenced dozens of works of art since its 1912 debut, including Werner Herzog's film Caspar Hauser, Bernard Pomerantz's play The Elephant Man, as well as the subsequent David Lynch film version, the Lerner and Lowe Broadway musical My Fair Lady, and, of course, the Three Stooges' 1935 slapstick comedy Hoi Polloi, is being staged at Williamstown Theater Festival now through Saturday, July 27th. One of Afropop's living legends, Oliver Mutukuzi, brings his fusion of traditional Zimbabwean music and African funk along with his band, the Black Spirits, to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9. Mutukuzi is so renowned in his native land and throughout Southern Africa that his nickname, Tuku, has been applied to an entire genre of music. Also in Hudson, Basilica Scope, projected to be an annual film festival based at Basilica Hudson, premieres this weekend. According to its founders, the festival, which runs today through Sunday, celebrates films that explore the furthest extremes from remote landscapes, unconventional perspectives, fanatic personalities, radical examinations of film's materiality to the blood and emotion that create it.